Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing records from one of these sections, and I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in it has a catalog number listed on it, and this kind of coincides with the order it was received, and I'll mean that because this show's a little different today. Normally, we pick from a shelf that has a year. This time, we're picking from a shelf that is a bunch of CD singles and EPs that are sorted in alphabetical order. So I grabbed a bunch of records from the shelf labeled the letters C, D, and E. So all of our artists should be beginning with the letter C, D, or E, as you'll see. All right, so we're going to start off with our first record, and it's by a group called Erasure. Now, this duo was formed by Andy Bell and Vince Clark. Now, Vince Clark was the founding member of Yaz, or Yazoo over in the UK, and Depeche Mode. They had a much bigger success over in Europe than they are here in the U.S., but they did have three top 10 hits in the U.S., especially their big smash hits, A Little Respect and Chains of Love in 1988. Now, I'm going to be playing the first single they ever put out in 1985, and it was off their debut album, Wonderland. It's a song called Who Needs Love Like That? The song hit number 55 over in the UK, and it's listed as EP number E42 here at WTBR. So here we go. This is Erasure right now with their song, Who Needs Love Like That?
Oh, still recoil when the skin is lost. Am I thy worthy cost? Will I still be soiled when the dirt is off?
That was Echo and the Bunnymen and their song The Cutter. Before that, we heard The Charlatans UK with The Only One I Know, and we started the show off and this trio of British acts with Erasure and their song Who Needs Love Like That. Now, Charlatans UK was a group that was formed in 1988. Now, they're known as The Charlatans UK here in the States. Over in the UK, they're just known as The Charlatans because that's what it is. We had another group over here of lesser fame, so they just sort of added the UK at the end to tell them apart. This group was huge over in Europe, and all of their albums they released, all 13 of them, hit the top 40 over there in the UK. Now, the single I played for you was a song called The Only One I Know, and it was taken from their debut album, Some Friendly, in 1990. It rose all the way up to number 9 in the UK, and it went to number 5 here in the States on the alternative music charts, and it was listed as EPC 273 here. They're still putting records out. The last one they put out was released on Halloween 2025, so there you go. That was the Charlatans with The Only One I Know. And we closed that set out with a third group from England, and that was Echo and the Bunnymen. And now they're a Liverpool group that was formed in 1978. The track I played for you, The Cutter, was originally on their third album, and that was an album called Porcupine, which was released in 1983. Now, the song I'm playing, the version of The Cutter that I'm playing, is from an EP of theirs called The Sound of Echo. It's also called the Never Stop EP that was released in 1984. It was called the Never Stop EP because the main single on the 5-song EP was their newest single called Never Stop. And it's labeled as EP number E4. So there you go. That was Echo and the Bunnymen with The Cutter. All right, let's mix things up a little bit. We're going to bring the music back over to this side of the pond, and we're going to start with a song by E.G. Daly. This is a female artist who's better known as Tommy Pickles on Rugrats or Buttercup on Powerpuff Girls. Or if you're my age, you recognize her as Dottie from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I believe she was also in the Valley Girl movie. Not only was she an actress and a voice actress, but she released 4 albums and over a dozen singles over the years. So we're going to play a song of hers called Love in the Shadows, which was taken from her debut album, Wild Child, in 1985. And we have the single for it here, which has got a double side. It's got a special remix version, a dub version, and all that. We're going to play the radio version of the song. The remix version hit number 1 on the U.S. club dance charts. But here you go. Here's the studio version of Love in the Shadows by E.G. Daly right now on Random Draw.
Silence of my heart. praying for someone tonight.
Make a name yourself. You can hear them tires squeal. You could be known as the most beautiful woman who ever crawled across cut glass to make a deal. You know news of you has come down the line even before you came in the door. They say in your father's house there's many mansions, each one of them got a fireproof floor. Snap out of it, baby, people are jealous of you. They smile to your face, but behind your back they hiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? Got to be an important person to be in here, honey. Got to have done some evil deed. Got to have your own helm when you come in the door. Got to play your harp until your lips bleed. They say that patriotism is the last refuge to which a scoundrel clings. Steal a little and they throw you in jail. Steal a lot and they make you king. There's only one step down from here, baby. It's called the land of permanent bliss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this?
Dio with Hungry for Heaven. And before that, we heard Bob Dylan with Sweetheart Like You. As if you couldn't tell, that was Bob Dylan. And we started off this set of random music with E.G. Daly and her song Love in the Shadows. Now, that Bob Dylan track, Sweetheart Like You, was taken from his album Infidels, which was released in 1983. The second single off of that album, A Sweetheart Like You, was released early 1984 and was able to get all the way up to number 55 on the Hot 100 chart, which is the last song that Bob Dylan ever got on the top 100, inside the top 100. He's not really known as a singles guy anyway, so there you go. Of course, Bob Dylan is still putting out music and touring to this day. So that was Bob Dylan with Sweetheart Like You. And then we followed Bob Dylan up with, of course, with Dio. Dio is a heavy metal band fronted by the late, great Ronnie James Dio. And this group was formed when Dio and Vinnie Appice left Black Sabbath in the early 80s. And they were joined by future Def Leppard guitarist Vivian Campbell to form this great powerhouse group. The song we played for you, Hungry for Heaven, was released in 1985 and was written specifically for the soundtrack of the movie Vision Quest. So there you go. It's on the original soundtrack, the forthcoming soundtrack, it says on the front of the EP, which is labeled EP number 21D. It also appeared on their second album called Sacred Heart, and the song rose to number 30 on the U.S. mainstream rock charts. So there you go. That was Dio with Hungry for Heaven. All right, we're going to take a break right now here on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a couple minutes with some more great random music from our EP collections with the letters C, D, and E. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
WTBR.
I just hope we can win a game.
All right, and we are back here on Random Draw. Well, I got this opportunity, and if you heard that PSA just a little while ago, I'll remind you to get the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts. The best place I always recommend is just visit our website at WTBRFM.com. While you're on the website, you can not only get my podcast, you can get the podcast of all the other shows from this station. You can see the full programming schedule. You can sign up for your own show, and there's a giant button on the top that says Donate, and we more than appreciate anything you can give us to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into this, and we're going to switch moods again here and go from Dio before the break. Now we're going to get in some hip-hop and rap, and we're going to start off with one of the best groups ever to do, and that's Run DMC. So we're going to play a track from them right now. This group from Hollis, Queens, was putting out their fourth album called Tougher Than Leather in 1988, and the first single from it was a song called Run's House. I'm not going to play that song. I'm going to play the B-side from that track. It's a song called Beats to the Rhyme. Now, the album itself climbed all the way up to number 9 on the U.S. charts because, again, at the time, Run DMC was pretty popular. So this is Beats to the Rhyme, which is the B-side to their single. So we're going to listen to that right now here on Random Draw.
DJs and MCs coming up next to one and only incredible jam. Yo, back up on the road, Paul.
Beats to the Rhyme of the Rhyme I just made. Party
Yo, D, that's me, the king, the MC. Rhyme get mine on a T.O.P. Can another MC ever fuck with me?
Hell no.
It's like the A, the B, to the C. It's easy.
One, two, three.
Favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
Dr. Vinnie Boombots, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging, he gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
It ain't easy being me.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't rapture tight, no, no. Rappin' Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
Now give me a break. Play something from the 40s. Now, what kind of music is this? Now, how about Stardust? Hey, what are you doing? That's not stardust. Listen to this, will you? I mean, where are the flutes? What a band. Hey, don't quit your day jobs. Look at this. The drummer carries the melody. Hey, tell the bass player. I like his instrument. In the groove. Nothing goes right. I just can't fight it.
No respect. No respect.
Well, Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect. No respect.
I got some money. What did I do?
No respect. No respect.
I bought some quicksand. The deal fell through.
No respect. No respect.
My car broke down. I called AAA.
No respect. No respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect. No respect.
I can't take it no more. I'm getting too old.
No respect. No respect.
I called suicide prevention. They put me on hold.
No respect. No respect.
Winter, summer, spring, and fall. I'm always up against a wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just rapping Rodney. Ain't rap too tight, no, no. Rapping Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just rapping Rodney. Make no mistake for old rapping Rodney. Can't get a break.
It's getting worse. It's caving in. The heaviness, I can't take it no more. It's all over. Hey, where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that guy with my daughter? Where's my wallet? How do I get out of here? Stop that dancing.
Sweetheart, listen. I know the last few pages haven't been good for the both of us. And I've caused you a lot of grief. But put those bags down, okay? Before you make a decision like that, please just listen to me, cause I don't want you to leave. I definitely don't want you to leave. Just hear me out.
Holly, don't leave me now. Put my head on my shoulder.
Not too late, that I can love to hear.
Okay, that was Terrence Trent D'Arby with his single, If You Let Me Stay. Before that was the, of course, Rodney Dangerfield. You can't miss that voice with his single, Rappin' Rodney. I never thought I'd hear those words again. And we started off the second half of the show with Run DMC with their track, Beats to the Rhyme. Now, Rappin' Rodney was a single from Rodney Dangerfield's 1983 comedy album of the same name, Rappin' Rodney. The song went all the way up to number 83 on the Hot 100, and it even garnered Dangerfield a Grammy nomination for the Best Comedy Performance, which he'd end up losing to Weird Al Yankovic for his song, Eat It. Now, the rest of the album is just a standard comedy album. As a matter of fact, it's listed as EP number 68D, but, you know, side A is called Rodney Rappin', which is like 18 minutes of comedy. Side B has Rappin' Rodney, which is like the single you just heard. And then the rest of Side B is Rodney Continues Rapping, which is more of his comedy set recorded at the Catch a Rising Star Club in New York City. So there you go. That's Rodney Dangerfield. I never thought I'd be playing Rodney Dangerfield records on Random Draw, but you never know what you hear on this show. So again, that was Rappin' Rodney. And we closed out that set of music with Terrence Trent D'Arby and his hit single, If You Let Me Stay. The song was taken from his debut album from 1987 called Introducing the Hardline, according to Terrence Trent D'Arby. The single reached number 68 on the Hot 100 and hit all the way up to number 7 over in the UK, but it was not released until the second single, Wishing Well, had sort of crossed over and become a big hit over there, because that was a smash hit pretty much everywhere. This EP is labeled as EP-D133. So again, that's Terrence Trent D'Arby with his song, If You Let Me Stay. All right, we've got time for a couple more tracks here. We're going to close out with another set of music, and we're going to open it up with the great Electric Light Orchestra, led by Jeff Lynne, and we're going to play a song of theirs called Twilight, which was taken from their 1981 album called Time. Now, for us, it's labeled here as EP number EP-E22. The single Twilight hit number 38 in the Hot 100 over here in the States. It hit number 30 over in the UK, so it's about the same. Sort of later day, I think it's post-Xanadu even singles. It is post-Xanadu singles, so there you go. It's a single right after Hold On Tight. So, you know, that was a big smash hit hitting number 10 over here in the States. So here's ELO right now with Twilight right now on Random Draw.
Twilight crawling through my window pane.
Duran Duran with their big hit single Union of a Snake. Before that, we heard the Eurythmics with their song Who's That Girl? And we started off this final set of music with ELO and their song Twilight. That song Who's That Girl from Eurythmics, not to be confused with Who's That Girl by Madonna, we played the short version of the single. It's labeled EP-E13 here at WTBR. Now, that song from the Eurythmics was released back in 1983. It was off of their album Touch, and it reached number 21 here in the States, did much better over in their native UK, hit number 3. So there you go, just one of their line of smash hits they were having in 1983, 84, 85. They were on quite the run there. So that was the Eurythmics with Who's That Girl? And speaking of big hits, we closed it out with Duran Duran and their song Union of the Snake, which was the first single taken off of their album Seven and the Ragged Tiger, which was their third album, but it was the first album after the Smash Rio album. So this was kind of like, okay, what are they going to do next? What's the next single going to be after Rio? And it was Union of the Snake, and it hit number 3 in the U.S., hit number 3 over in the U.K., and was a smash hit that you still hear to this day on, you know, rock stations and stuff, because it is a pretty cool track. So that single was labeled as EP-D48, and it only has another song on there called a song called Secret October. And so there you go. That's Duran Duran and their single Union of the Snake. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, Dave Cachet. We will see you later.